Watson Hall presents
The Pirates of Drynax, 2nd edition, with Nick Marsh as the Games Master.
The Trojan Reach, the place where empires die.
An oasis of culture and technology in a dangerous and barbaric sector.
Drynax itself was blasted to ash, leaving the floating palace as the only remaining property of the King of Drynax.
He will give you the Harrier as your ship and more. He will give you a letter of mark and reprisal.
Solitary worlds can't bloody hold out against a God's cursed empire.
You take the Harrier and you cut a bloody swathe across the stars. Every ship in space is your legal prey. We do this right. And we'll show there's life in this old empire yet.
An excellent way to make a lot of money really quickly.
They wanted me to be on the prison blinders and I didn't.
Reaching out pleadingly towards us.
I want to build something that lasts.
Wealth distribution is a perfectly reasonable idea.
Or carve out a new kingdom in blood and steel.
Oh God, that's disturbing. Well, speaking of just about surviving quite small attacks, shall we make a start? Am I recording?
I don't know. Are you?
Yeah, something's happening down below. Sorry, that was much sexier than I meant it to be.
Wow. you mustn't really have been aiming for sexy in any way, though.
No, no. No, I mean, to be honest, we were thinking of your homebrew again.
Indeed.
Well, you know, the man's...
But talking of surviving small attacks, how do you feel about surviving 405 simultaneous small attacks?
Have you got my address? Oh, you've been to my address.
Yes, several times.
What, are you talking about attacking me?
No, I'm talking about gas shotgun.
Okay, all right. I mean, that does sound a bit threatening.
Because of the way the GURPS automatic fire rules work, you basically need to bracket shotgun and enemy together in order to hit with more than about three of them, but hey.
Yeah, but you only need to hit with one with a gas shotgun. Well, can anyone remember what was happening?
Yes.
Says the man who was just literally listening.
Yeah.
Well, good. Maybe you can tell us where we finished. I've got a vague memory, but you can.
So, we had arrived on Clark, and we followed up on the information on the bounty notice to visit Thingamy What's-It, whose name I should insert when I find it again.
Finger what?
Monitor something? No, Monitor... Reverend
Provost.
Provost...
Provost Falks?
No,
was
that
it?
Was on Torpol.
Oh, you're right. Keeper Malos is who you've met on Clark.
Thank you. Who offered some formalin-based beverage and told us a bit about the raiders.
The bits I remember of that beverage are really quite good.
Fruity notes.
You don't want to get a taste for formaldehyde.
Very
well preserved he was.
The attack targeted a relic
it's a lovely
quarry.
Finish.
Lol. And
hey,
stole...
just because they're a death cult doesn't mean they can't have puns.
Exactly. They killed some number of Clarkians. We don't know how. I don't know how many. I don't think
there was a stack of bricks.
Yeah. Well, because there were multiple monoliths, but some people also killed capital K.
Yeah, as in like vaporized and not able to get. Yes,
the word ash was used. So we don't have numbers on that. It's enough.
Anthrax Grizzlebeard. That's all I think of when you talk about ash.
And the purpose of the attack seems to have
started
been...
him out and everything. You come. Sorry.
The purpose of the attack appears to be basically raiding for what in my head is called Archaeotech, because I played a lot of Warhammer 40k based things.
For the Clarkians, it's Archaeotech. For everybody else, it's... Yeah.
Tech.
Yeah.
Computer scrap.
But stuff from a previous... technology from a previous incarnation of the civilization, which they cannot really use.
Like a really rubbish version of Numenara.
Yeah. It appears to have been kind of bulk
theft.
It's
funny to think
that
they might be raiding these places to, like, get a Mulinex or something, isn't it?
Hey, RAM is really expensive.
Oh, yeah, now we'll all be raiding the relic quarries for graphics cards if the AI carries on.
It can't carry on. It'll end the world first.
Yeah, they're just trying to do some rendering, and, you know, there's just not enough RAM. They don't seem to have... bulk theft appears to be in the point. They weren't targeting anything specific... they weren't trying to steal.
So that's okay.
Maltese Falcon was mentioned, you know.
It's probably the most valuable stuff per ton on this planet.
As opposed
to be fair.
You know, we are stealing this item kind of thing.
There was no Ark of the Covenant malarkey, as far as you can tell.
As far as we know.
The ZX-81 of the Covenant.
Yeah, I will have a couple of questions later, but I'll come back to those. Then we went to air traffic control where we met Monitor something.
Don't ask me, I made it up on the fly. I was hoping you would remember.
Something.
Yeah,
that
I think
was Monitor,
it was.
I believe. Okay. But hey, come back to that.
Monitor Lizard?
No,
I should have thought of that.
I would have remembered that.
Yeah.
We got as much
I think
much
it was
data.
Prime or something like that.
It was something, yeah. We got as much data as we could on the raiders, you know, vectors, velocities, timings, anything that might help us identify them and their behaviours.
We've definitely got ship classes.
Yeah, Far Trader and Suleiman Scout. They were detected as irregular entry, but not immediately considered hostile, so they weren't attacked. Also, Clark's defences are much, much worse than we thought they might be.
They're working on that now.
Yeah. The
I'm sure they are. We definitely have not taken notes to sell.
Yeah, absolutely. The raiders rushed directly to the target site. They seemed to have known exactly where they were going. There was an explosion, probably from the pulse lasers. The scout, they both landed and loaded up. The scout left quite quickly, and then the Far Trader remained for several hours until until the defences started
turning. I'm picking
off,
something out of my pocket. That's amazing.
I see.
Yeah, but you don't go into your pocket from the inside.
It's just the way I'm shitting.
Carry on, Shim.
Carry on, Shim. You're doing fine.
Rosine
was distracted by the man with his hand down his pants.
Who wouldn't be, frankly?
At least I'm wearing pants this time.
Rosine reckoned that the...
This time.
Behaviour of the scout and the fact they both landed perhaps indicates a lack of central command, so people not used to raiding, they haven't got, you know, haven't got a coordinated
there
thing.
There were communications between the two ships.
There were some communications and
you
they were encrypted, which you are working
recorded.
On. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've hit a bit of a dead end, Jaffa.
Yeah, I think I was working on the sense that we need to take it back to people who know what they're doing.
As in, he's put it in a tray marked "Things to Do, Urgent" with an exclamation mark.
Only one exclamation
mark.
Closed
the cupboard. We don't know really if they were just—they're not very good at this, or they just aren't expecting anyone to fight back.
We're not quite sure how to interpret it. It's possible there is some more elaborate meaning behind it, but at the moment, between the fact that they only seem to have had pulse laser, and the slightly odd behaviour, we're thinking maybe they are amateur, essentially. We went to the relic quarry and met Monitor Renin. Keeper? Monitor? Can't remember.
I think that
still
was a keeper there.
That might have been
still
a keeper.
Still makes me think that it ought to be a cheese producer rather than a quarry. Really got should Monitor be, Renin. That sounds like his job, not his name.
Yeah. Laser fire marks, which confirmed our previous assessment as...
It is something you monitor when you've got them.
Pulse lasers.
Hyperaldosterone is...
It seems like there were no survivors on site. The only people who survived were on the brink of death and have now been placed in monoliths.
Yeah.
So there's no eyewitnesses.
You thought it was not wise to revive one.
Yeah, yeah. No eyewitnesses to give us any further information.
We didn't think we
No surviving
any
cameras. Yeah, seemed bad. And Jaffa examined enough of the stuff that they had still got left to get a +2 on any future attempts to recognise it, which, amongst anything else, might help if we are trying to identify whether something is stolen from this raid, if we're looking through, you know, resale.
I knew you'd remember that.
That was Jaffa's main idea, actually, was looking for,
You've got the idea of the style, like Sinclair Clark. Yeah.
You've got the brands, you've got some numbers, you know. It's mostly scrap electronics, stuff that's probably being sold to the Florian League for money, as well as the cultural importance
of seeking
the technology. Yeah.
It's high tech scrap.
Yeah. And we could potentially use any metals that we found, basically for fixing the ship.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's quite expensive. If you got a load of it for free, then yes. Otherwise, it wouldn't be dramatically cheaper than getting it off the ship.
It has occurred to me that if we manage to catch these people and improve relations, one thing we might want to try and negotiate for is better access to these materials. You know, if at the moment they're all being sold off to the Florian League, you know, maybe we can arrange for us also to have access to things. Yeah, first dibs, or at least mutual dibs.
Yes.
Because apart from the else, at the moment we're relying on one source, as far as I know, which is never ideal.
I think that is I'd certainly got good potential, that idea.
Yeah. Questions Rorsine was discussing, you know, there were various religious discussions. Rorsine was commenting on the faith of the Great Mother.
Pontificating on the Great Mother.
Yes.
Yeah. Always goes down well with a member of another.
I've been working out how to model this in terms of actual character traits, and I think the answer is to have, first of all, you define a separate skill from theology, which is basically hobby skill, brackets, religion.
And then
you put that in one slot of a dabbler.
So
the other slot, obviously, is religious ritual.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a hugely niche joke.
And Jaffa realised that basically sounding like Metal Mickey, beady beady, glared sucker.
You've noticed the reaction you get when talking to
people.
That was
indeed tweaky.
You had a really bad reaction from the taxi driver, although to be fair, you did also make a lot of unfortunate cultural references.
Yeah. Oh, it's dead hot, isn't it?
If you wanted to upset people with a Metal Mickey impression, then just spin your head round. That should... I had no idea that you had an encyclopedic knowledge of 1970s and 80s. TV
robots, creatures.
Somebody's got to.
Hobby skill, TV robots, 1980s. We loaded up with generic cargo. There's nothing obvious to trade.
Freight is basically just low risk, low profit. People need this stuff to go there.
Yeah.
You've got 22 tons of it, according to my records.
Okay. We found the reward currently being offered is 2 megacreds. And they'd attacked an orbital facility, not the starport, but some industrial facility of some kind.
Yes, Torpol is a giant water world with no landmass. Mm-hmm. They mostly live at the poles, but they've created these pleasure ports on the equator.
Yeah.
Hallelujah,
and we landed there,
baby.
And basically there was a man with a hat.
A man with a hat with a scale model of the starport on it, on top of his
and
golden
he
fez.
He was wearing.
Bright orange robes, yes.
Provost folks.
Right, so we're looking at either, Hare Krishna, Buddhist, or possibly someone who's just escaped from a slightly lax prison.
It's very lax, because he's basically got a utility belt of cocktails, which he keeps offering to you.
Gizmo, some sort of gizmo. So I have questions. Things which you would have probably discovered when you were there last week.
Okay. Right? Yes. Fire away.
So we. I meet you. I know we've got satellite stuff from the raiders, or of the raiders. Have we got any kind of visual description in terms of basically style, aesthetic
of the ships?
Of the ships.
It's pretty. So it's very low tech set. Okay. Stuff, so not really.
Yeah, so nobody was close. Obviously, there were no survivors on site. Nobody was close enough to get any sense of what these things looked like.
No surviving cameras on site. I seem to remember asking about that.
They were destroyed.
No, it's just in case there were any eyewitnesses, you know, saw them go overhead or anything like that. Because obviously, we know at least the Ogmon raiders that we encountered had a very specific aesthetic that would help with identifying. Potentially help with identifying faction.
Okay. Not that you found, and not that anyone knew at the time. I mean, there may have been someone who saw it, but they hadn't forward.
We haven't got that. Yeah,
we have only a small sample of Ogmon raiders, but these guys at least seem to have had no interest at all in taking people.
Yes,
correct.
Related to which, my other question. So these raiders obviously came in and went straight to this relic quarry.
Mm-hmm.
I do like everyone. The fact that it is a relic quarry, not a reliquary.
Killed
That's
everyone.
Clever, you see. It's pun. Play on.
Blew open the warehouse, stole a load of stuff, headed off with it.
Yes.
That was clearly a targeted raid, not they bumbled around until they found something that looked expensive and stole it.
They went straight.
They knew exactly.
It's not
where
the only relic quarry on. They're set up round the ruins. Yeah. Of the ancient cities on the planet.
Was the latest one they'd done, though?
It was at least very recent. I think it was the newest.
It was the closest to the Starfall. Mm.
So my question there is, I mean, how public is information about these places? Like, is this something that they would trivially know about because it's in Wikipedia? Or is this something that they would need to have an information source on to tell them it was worth
attacking?
Would it have
been on the news feeds?
If you lived on Clark, you'd know about it. It's not hidden. And to be honest, it wouldn't take much intel to know around the ruins of the city. To be honest, a lot of civilizations that have been bombed back to the Stone Age, they do it on Asim, they do it on Drinax, where you're from. They make a much more religious thing of it, but you guys still go raiding at the edges of the cities to look for valuable resources. So, it wouldn't take that much knowing where the old city was to go straight there.
Yeah.
So, not a ton of inside information.
Reason for asking is basically to work out, is this something where, there is clearly an inside man that is a useful way to track down who's doing this? But it seems probably not. It's probably at most they could find people prepared to give that information without it obviously being an inside man situation. So
you wouldn't need particularly specialist knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes, talking to someone on Clark would have helped, but you wouldn't need someone who worked in the relic quarry, for instance.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it might not even be suspicious at that time.
One of the taxi drivers, for example, probably know enough about
disgruntled after having his baby dissed.
Yeah. Gruntled shuttle.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, ask who is hiring workers on Clark. Might be enough. So scratch that as a line of inquiry. That's not something we...
It's a good idea, but yeah.
So I'm just ticking off possible activities, really. So fairly public information, and even if not, fairly easy to make an educated guess.
Cool. Yeah, even if you're just experienced at what's likely to be the most expensive thing on this sort of planet, you might be able to just guess.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Now we're on
Torpol. You are on Torpol Downport.
Yeah.
Met Provost Folks at Customs.
Yeah. One of the things we will have talked about beforehand was if you were going to raid a factory, an orbital factory, is this the best one, or was it just one, the easiest one for the approach vector or whatever?
It's not the best one in the sector. It is a jump for relevance, I suppose. It's a jump two away from
Clark. For Torpol. No, the whole point is.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. So in other words, Torpol has other orbital factories around it.
Right.
Is this the most useful one?
Yeah. How targeted
obviously,
was
it? Was it opportunistic or planned? Yeah.
So that they can then ask the question, because I'm realizing more and more that basically people who don't know me really well, which was basically Dryanax and these guys, suddenly he's hitting a major, major, major disadvantage.
It's almost like you have some kind of disadvantage.
Yeah. But he, but
not quite, but he's a bit beepy.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, Jaffa, that's the whole point with Jaffa, is the fact that he's not really thought about it until it's starting to be.
It is a voice. It does the job that I want it to do.
Yes. And suddenly that actually isn't that good, is it?
Not if the job is to butter up a lady or to,
Well, that depends. You pick the right sort of lady and the right sort of CD space bar.
To be fair, I mean, there is this butter attachment, you see.
Oh, God.
Who needs a salivary gland?
The fact that you're slowly slobbering butter while you talk to someone—that may be one of the
penalty comes from
nastiest images.
Margarine comes down either side of his.
Oh, head. Margarine, even worse. okay, so you meet with I don't know. Are you there, John, or have you disconnected?
Hello, internet keeps, I think.
Internet keeps dropping. Apparently.
Kick him off this connection.
Yeah.
Hello, John.
I always remember it wasn't the first time I ever met you, Nick, but it was quite early in our friendship. We were talking.
It's advanced to friendship.
Yeah. Oh, it happens occasionally.
We leveled up.
Yeah, and we were talking about the difference between the two cream tea, the great cream tea between obviously.
Let's not downgrade our friendship. Yeah.
And when I started talking about where you put the margarine, you didn't react awfully well.
Margarine.
It is one of my little little happy memories.
Aww.
Of just turning around going, get out.
Aww. Well, that's a nice memory. Unlike the thought of you slobbering butter.
Indeed.
You might have missed that, John, but, you can take it straight.
I don't know quite why I've come into this discussion, but...
But in deference to Nick's sensibility, he can slob all lip spread.
Okay, there we go, thank you.
That's much more middle class.
The provost waves you through the barriers. Oh, come through, let's not worry about that. Gin and tonic? White wine and soda, Altrunian mega whiskey.
You're going to say donkey then, weren't
you? I was.
Do you have anything non-alcoholic?
You all find drinks pressed into. Well, this is fairly low in alcohol. There you go.
It's gin, isn't it?
It's a pan solar system goggle blaster.
Right, come through. So you're representatives from Drinax.
Oh, I think representatives
That's
is...
correct.
Yeah, all right.
Well, it's up to, are you affiliated? Do you know the king?
Oh, yes. I'll name it like that.
How is the fat old bastard?
Fist and... Never mind, you've met him.
Well, I've not lied. Deigned to meet the king. No, but it's fascinating. What interest is Drinax on our raid? Come through. He sort of ushers you through the kind of the duty-free and the overpowering smell of perfume and sort of leads you through into a back area that's suddenly much greyer. And more dismal, and through the windows you can see the sort of polar storm howling outside instead of the bikini-clad, triple-breasted pleasure box.
Let me make you a proposition, and not the funsters, I'm afraid. But if the King of Drinax were to say, join the new resurgent Phoenix of Drinax Empire that has learned its lesson, you would say, well, that would be silly. Why would we do that? Wouldn't you? I mean, I would. But if you thought of the forces of Drinax as a power that was actually doing something about this endemic piracy problem,
which has affected a number of other worlds that we've been involved.
I heard Clark got a bit of a duel. I mean, they're a funny old bunch down on Clark, but we would be very grateful. Oh, Marduk always getting raided. It's hardly the point, is it? But this, I don't think this was Ogmans this time, you know. That's the thing. They don't normally come and attack us. Well, I mean, we'd be terribly grateful to the king.
Obviously, there's no question of contracts. Or whatever. We're quite happy to take the bounty if we succeed, and obviously not if we don't.
That's the main thing. Well, it's good to see. I mean, I'm just a poor... Sorry, I'm not saying corrupt official. I'm just a lowly official in the whole system. But I can certainly pass on the word up above. It's fascinating to see Drinak's, well, resurgence, perhaps not the right word, but a lovely piece of tech you had, by the way. I was watching on the monitors coming
rising
down.
Again, not like the Marion in Carter. Don't worry, it's an old earth legend.
Sure, well, I wouldn't want to... badger you further about... Oh, sorry. It's very poor taste to me. I do apologise. Another drink, anyone? I seem to run out.
Never say
out myself. Bear with me.
And he's off.
Have you noticed that Nick only ever LARPs the bits involving going for a drink?
Well, it's probably safer than the bits involving Gauss shotguns.
Well, true, but... Oh, it's... I can't tell if it's a lack of commitment or if he just wants a drink.
You're quite sure he isn't going to listen to this, aren't you?
I don't care. I mean, I'm not saying anything about that's bad about the twat, am I? It's not.
Well, no.
But yeah, no, pretty safe in the knowledge that nobody's going to listen to this.
Except possibly Shim.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
probably not, because I'm in this one. But you never know.
I do sometimes listen to some of the older Walt recordings, not the ones I'm in. So.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Gosh. I don't, you know. It's been...
Yes,
it's
but
been
you're in most of them.
It's been nearly 20 years. I mean...
Scary. Maybe this time they will work out what they need to do to stop the doctor decompressing, but no, they never do.
No. Don't remind me.
No. What scares me is just how many he did, and you look back and think, I have no recollection of this whatsoever.
That's terrifying.
You're very cocky reporter, Stuart.
I do remember that. So all this time he's been walking down a corridor and opens up into his office, which is surprisingly grey for such a brightly lit or bright little man. Not that small, but mainly because he has a hat with a scale model of the starport on top of it.
I take it the starport isn't massively tall in that case.
No, it's a collection of quite flat buildings.
Right.
Right, take a seat, everyone. Introductions follow, unless you've got anything you particularly want to add.
No, I think we should go along with the pleasantries.
Right, now let's see. You're aware of the bounty, isn't it? 2 million credits. Quite generous.
We can talk about that, the details of that later. Let's get the intelligence, eh?
Sure. What can I tell you about it? I can give you the base idea of what happened. And then anything else, we can lead you on from there. So as you know, we have no solid land down here on Torpal. Or as I like to call it, a water world. You know, sounds
better. Did you come up with that yourself?
I think so. I haven't heard that before. Have you heard that before?
No, seems unlikely.
Most people wouldn't think of it, because if your world is just water, I mean, you wouldn't
exactly
describe it that way, would
thinking
you?
Outside the box, isn't it?
But
I like
what
you.
What would you call it if you'd evolved here? I mean, you obviously know it's Earth. Drip?
Well, yes, but you wouldn't call it water. Anyway, that's not the point. I mean, we are one of the purveyors of the highest quality...
Beedy-beedy splash. Beedy-beedy.
There's a tiny pause after Jaffa talks.
It doesn't get a feeling for a negotiating style.
confusion.
Friendly dog, bad dog. Okay. So most of our industrial base, such that, as you know, our main The main reason to visit Torpol, as you'll all find out hopefully fairly shortly, is our array of pleasure ports around the centre of the city. We purvey some of the finest high-gravity, low-gravity erotica in anywhere in the system. Whatever you want, you know, it sort of nods towards Ruusane as if Ruusane wants something different and kinkier than anyone else. You know, you can find it there. And it's all safe and above board. You know, they've all got certificates or, you know, warranties. So it's all absolutely fine and above board. Sure, but, you know, anything you desire, you can have there. You know, above board. Incidentally, you may have noticed...
What I desire most in the world...
Anyway, let's...
is a good high-resolution space track recording from all the way in to all the way out.
Oh, I see. I see. You are all about business, Mr. Ruusane. Captain Ruusane, I should say. Okay.
Well, I think we all agree that it's important to get done with the business side before one moves to pleasure, lest we get a reputation for not completing our business. And you don't want that in either field.
Right, anyway, yes, as you say, down to business. Well, I may be able to grant I may be able to grant your wish, Captain Ruusane. So as I was saying, we're a water world, as I like to call it, and so all of our industrial base, our factories, our refineries, such that they are in orbit. We only have a few of them. They're very valuable to us. And it's one of these, a chemical refinery, that was targeted by these villains. Well, I can show you. I can show you. He pressed the button and a screen popped up behind him. And he's not going to show you 2 weeks of his holiday in Greece, thankfully. He is going to show you the attack on the refinery. An automated chemical refinery. There was no one there. It's all automated. Consequently, the only thing that saw was the factory's onboard cameras. So we haven't really got satellite imagery. Well, we have, but it's blurrier than what we've got on the onboard camera. So what you see, he plays the video. Two ships approach from the orbital refueling dock, so the upport. So they came from the direction of the port towards the refinery.
Did they refuel there?
I'll tell you after the video, but yes, this is the short answer.
I'm sorry, don't let me interrupt the presentation.
There's a flash and a barrage of laser fire that is pretty accurate. Just hits the mooring basically for the orbital cargo module, and one of the ships swoops in, grabs it, and flies off. And the other one sort of hovers around, providing cover.
So they're not destroying the sort of means of production.
No, no. It's a pretty quick, clean, clinical attack, this one. The two ships in question, you will notice, one is a far trader, and that is the one that hovers and provides cover. The other is a 400-ton Vulture-class salvage hauler.
Oh. Yeah. A scout ship would be awfully... small as a choice to retrieve cargo.
Yeah, so this is much bigger. It has a cargo scoop, flies in.
So not a far trader.
There is a far trader as well, but the other one is a Vulture class.
Oh, sorry.
That's bigger than a far trader, isn't it?
So this one, not a Suleiman.
In GURPS terms, that's more like a 1,600-ton vessel compared to your 1,000-ton vessel. Actually, 2,000-ton, sorry, compared to your 1,000-ton vessel.
Yeah.
So a far trader's about the same size as your ship, tonnage-wise. Yeah. This is about twice as big.
Question, what jump capacity has it got?
Well, you can't say for sure of this specific one. Far traders, almost by definition, have jumped two at least. You could certainly fit a jump two on a salvage hauler. Mm. Most would. I mean, in the Reach, it's pretty rare to get much bigger than a jump two. You might get some jump three.
But if it was, if it could jump more than that, it wouldn't be hanging around with a ship that couldn't.
It seems unlikely.
They could rendezvous, perhaps.
You can upgrade the jump drive on a Far Trader. You just lose an awful lot of...
you can. Make me a mechanics role or a cargo... what's the name? Freight handling would be your best role for this.
Yeah. Okay, so I've rolled...
Because maybe if you could spot something on the side, they would never have missed the opportunity to put, like, spoilers and stripes if they'd upgraded the jump capacity.
Exactly.
I've rolled 8, and my freight handling is 12.
Given the amount of stuff they took to fit it on that ship, it's pretty unlikely they have a jump 3 drive, or at least not fully fueled.
Cool. That's useful, no.
What about the defences? Do the defences have any cameras from the point of view of defences?
Well, this was a relatively newly installed factory. They weren't expecting trouble. So they've got a few system defence boats.
They weren't expecting trouble.
No, they weren't. No, they haven't been raided for a long time.
Perhaps had nothing anybody wanted to.
Well, again,
get
I
down to the planet.
I can't really tell you about our, you know, orbital defences particularly, but again, this is probably the most unfortunate. They caused it at a bad time, but
it would be extremely useful to know what they had to be able to circumvent to avoid or neutralise, as that would give us an idea of what they might face.
Was it just they came in at just the right angle, BDBD, or? Did they,
he has another swig of his drink.
Yeah, or was it that they, that there just wasn't anything, you know, that they were able to shoot up?
He dances around the subject for a bit, and it becomes apparent to those of you who have any social skills, not that hard. He's basically avoiding the question. Probably because he's embarrassed to admit it's just the defences just weren't there properly, and it doesn't seem to be the refinery was down for 30 seconds at this time, and if they joined it exactly, it just seems to be it wasn't well defended.
Are the other orbital factories, have they all got defences? Is it just this one that hasn't?
He dances around a bit and he talks. Well, obviously, we're looking into our defences currently. And,
obviously, now they all will, but back then, did they have it?
No, we haven't been attacked. We're a peaceful world. I think this you have to understand that we.
An easy target, I think, is what you're saying you are.
Well,
If you don't deal with it.
Well, we're investigating, you know, we're looking at our risk assessment, you know, that sort of thing.
My colleagues here are simply trying to better understand the mentality of these raiders to...
And the capabilities. And
if I understand the thrust of your question correctly, it seems to be this may have been an opportunistic raid rather than insider knowledge. I don't wish to reveal too much about our, again, it seems to be a similar situation. If you've got pretty limited knowledge of the system, it wouldn't take
much to know
Augustus
to
plan this attack.
Yeah.
But it was a well-planned, well-targeted attack. Yeah. Clearly, in this case, there probably was some noise. They went straight for the cargo module. They shot it off cleanly. They stole it. They were out of there much quicker.
Yeah. But potentially by researching how those facilities typically work, they could have planned it. Didn't necessarily need very specific insider knowledge that had to be...
Yeah, it's not like the force field was down for 30 seconds while they powered down the toilet to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
In response to your earlier question, Captain, we're saying yes, both those ships that you see in the monitor refueled at the orbital dock and then went straight from the dock to the attack.
Can we have a look at visuals? So again, I'm looking for, can we get any factional information from these?
Yes, okie doke.
Question, Nick, this is more a traveller question, I guess, rather than anything else.
Yeah.
So if they'd gone to an actual dock to refuel,
yes,
would they have had to basically give ships information over?
Yes. Yeah, you can't just go there and fill up and bugger off. You have to... give it, you know, at least a projected flight plan and where you're from and that sort of thing. So they should have done, yes. In this case, none of them got off the ship. They conducted it all electronically. Robots refueled the ship. They claimed to be the Argo 1 and the Argo 2. We have reason to believe now they were false. And it's tricky to falsify your transfer, but it's not beyond the wit. Yeah.
In fact, I did it for. Didn't I do it for our prize?
How nasty cough you have there, Captain Rosane.
For that prize competition you entered last year. Yeah.
So he shows you the video again.
Oh, sorry, Beady.
Ozark, there are some places where you can actually see the ships really quite clearly as they approach. So I think what I'd like is an electronics operation, probably sensors, for anyone who wants to try and have a fiddle to get a really nicely enhanced view. You'd be at -2 because you're not used to this tech.
I gesture in Jeffrey's channel.
In that case, I've made by 2.
I'm not. I mean, bear in mind that I fix these things. I don't generally use them.
Rosane stands up and gets his paws on it. Okay, you get. He pauses the video at the correct time.
Do you know, I've actually not got electronic operation. I've got computer operation. I've not got electronic operation.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I have got. I can fix the sensors. So.
The Far Trader, so you get it paused at a really good view of both of them, we're saying. The Far Trader, 2 double pulse lasers on it. The Salvage Hauler, 2 single and 2 double turrets, on which it's got double pulse lasers, 2 sandcasters and 2 missile launchers. And while Rosane's got it pointed there, what sort of skill would this be? Sort of starship appreciation. So I guess piloting would work for it. Just someone noting something off about a starship. So piloting would work. Engineering, I think, would work. Anything you could.
There really should be connoisseur starship setting, shouldn't
it? I mean, there is by definition.
Yeah.
Something, you're looking for something that would strike you.
How about engineer starship?
Yeah, that would do it. Or piloting starship.
Okay, so I've rolled 10, and I have a skill of 16.
Oh, okay.
It is my highest skill.
Okay, it is very clean. It is very shiny. That ship has been repainted very recently, like probably 2 or 3 jumps ago.
Oh, it's basically the sort of thing that we would do if we didn't have a holographic.
Yes, exactly, yeah. Yeah, but you have a holographic horn, don't have to worry about it. But this ship has been repainted. And it's been repainted pretty hastily. It's not the best job in the world. What did you make it by?
6.
In fact, you can almost make out the old paint job underneath.
Okay, can we get a... BDBD, can we get a copy of this...
Oh, absolutely, of course, yes.
Yeah. Because I'm just thinking, again, if we take it back to Drynax and get people who are far better at this sort of thing than I am.
I guess it would be information analysis, that sort of skill. Yeah,
but they would be able to just look at it and go, hang on a minute, this is what, you know.
Of course, you can have a copy of the whole video, absolutely. Mm. Anything else you need from me, gentlemen, before you investigate?
Well, that's presumably we've got the outbound track as well. Yes, sorry, let me go back to that earlier question. Did they in fact refuel at the high port?
Yes, it was the high port that they refueled.
Did anybody see them there?
No, that was just robots.
Okay.
So nobody saw the people. I mean, they saw the ships, but no one got off the ships at all.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
What sort of robots came off BDBD?
Well, they didn't go on board. They just, you know, went to the petrol tank.
And then they hooked up the lines,
refilled the life support stuff. You know, it was all external.
Cleaned off the windscreen windscreen and everything.
Yeah, opened the bonnet.
Controls. Yeah.
Tuned it up.
Yeah, stuck some flyers under the...
Thinking of airplane.
Yeah.
Vaccinating it, space herpes.
Not on this planet. I told you they're all vaccinated. / have a warranty.
Back in a moment. Okay, so... So if this is... If these are the same people, which they might not be, there are a minimum 3 ships, possibly 4, depending whether this is the same Far Trader.
Yes.
We may want
it's to... It's definitely the same model. Here,
yeah,
and you can broadly... The colours of the Far Trader, the livery, from what you can see, matches the fairly grainy footage. Doesn't necessarily mean it's the same ship, but it certainly could be.
Can also check about the timing of the 2 raids, because obviously if they were at the same time, then it couldn't be the same ship. But if
this
were,
was about a week later.
Okay, so it's easy. It's one jump, it's one system over, it's no problem.
Right, that's the other thing I want, the overall tracking data. So we got their emergence points, we can say yes, okay, that is plausibly the other end of that jump that we've tracked out from Clark. Where did they leave from?
Can we get a sense based on how they acted on departure of which direction they're likely to be going?
No. That is canonically not a thing.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
How? And
they obviously they left in a hurry, they went to the 100 diameter limit.
Yeah.
And they didn't leave a flight plan as a thing.
Yeah. And obviously if you're remotely competent, then you would make
They left flight plans at... They did leave a flight plan at the up port, but it's probably worse than usually. They certainly didn't say they came from Clark. They said they were following the trade route from to the Florian League, so their next jump along would have been...
Asim?
Asim, yes, probably.
So, Asim, where might they have gone from here?
So
Drenax, I don't think they're going to go to Drenax. Asim, we don't know much about.
Asim is a vassal world of Drenax.
Okay, so
and you would have heard about it if that the attack had gone there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
if they went and raided,
Ogma seems unlikely.
Ogma's
wouldn't really put up with competition.
Yeah. So unless they were particularly unusual augment raiders, probably not Ogma.
Marduk, where we've been.
Yeah. Borite.
Or Borite, Or Blue. I don't know much about that.
Yeah.
Marduk seems unlikely. Well, okay. Yeah, no.
I mean, especially if
you were there quite recently.
They've got a gas giant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's partly they might be aiming to jump 2 systems away, and that obviously expands their range of operation quite a lot.
I'm just looking for a next stop.
Yeah, I'm deliberately thinking a little bit further. But next stop wise, which ones are we actually capable of checking? Because that seems relevant.
All of them. I mean, we have jump 2.
Well, they're all. You've got jump 2, so you could get to all of them.
I mean, in the sense of if we went there or contacted them, would we be able to tell whether these raiders had been there? So Marduk, for example, I would think possibly not, just because their tech base is so low. Ogma, no,
well,
because they wouldn't tell us.
The starport is pretty high tech.
True.
Ogma probably wouldn't tell you. Borite's pretty low tech. Honestly, it's like a mining town that's been blasted to shit by the Ogmans.
Yeah, so I mean, especially if people were popping somewhere to refuel rather than it was there they came from.
Yes, Blue is a desert world, but I think it has got a reasonably high... it was basically strip mined by the Drenaxians, of course. But it does have a reasonable starport.
At
this point I'm thinking, what would I do if I were... I've just done a successful raid with my 2 ship fleet.
So, I mean, basically what I am trying to think about
why
is...
Why isn't the scout here?
So I am trying to think about basically paradigm-wise...
So the scout left a few hours before, You remember that?
Yeah, but why not join the second raid?
Looking at the Far Trader, looking at the crappy pictures we've got of the Far Trader in the first one, could they be the same ship?
Yes, so Ozan's already checked, but potentially, yes.
Yeah. Ooh, question. I think this is very unlikely, but theoretically, could the scout be inside the one of the others?
Oh, yeah. Maybe not with the amount of cargo they're loaded, but it's
not with the
in theory, yes. In theory, it could have been. So that's a possibility.
To be honest, even with the salvage haul, it would have to be fitted out for that sort of thing.
Yeah,
it's very unlikely. It's not just a matter of enough. You have to be so possible, but unlikely.
For double checking purposes, we might want to just ask Torpol to check their logs for any Suleiman class scouts that were around roughly at the same time. Because they could have still gone to the high port, refueled, and headed off maybe even, you know,
and just
6 hours later.
Didn't participate in the raid, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a scout docked on the downport at the time of the raid. One of the few. The scout ship Misery's Company landed a few hours before the two Argos arrived at the downport.
Sorry, did we get names of the other ships?
No.
They called themselves the Argo 1 and the Argo 2.
Right.
But almost certainly that's false. The flight plan certainly doesn't say they came from Clark doing a raid. But
if only they'd
them at the first time. Are you a raider? Yeah. And they tick no in the box, so they may be fibbing.
When did Misery's Company leave?
I can check that out for you. Let's see.
That just seems like a kind of giveaway name, doesn't it? Like...
So it looks like the captain did some trading. They spent just a day here. They refueled and departed, and something pings up on his screen. Some sort of incident near the jump limit with another ship. Let me see. The Sarkamond. The Sarkamond came back here. And the Misery's Company left. The Sarkamond had some damage. They didn't... there seemed to have been some kind of weapons fire around the jump limit, but the Sarkamond didn't submit any complaints. Interesting.
That's very interesting.
The Sarkamond itself's a Far Trader. The captain... let me have a look for you. Dan Alvlor, he's an old Asim captain.
Of which ship?
Of the Far Trader that was involved in some incident with the scout ship. I can say, let me see, the captain of the Misery's Company was, apologies, and no aspersions captain, was a Varga. Gave his name as Kirsch.
This is a really silly question. Are there few in the Varga in the, in the reach that
you'd know what pack he runs with?
Yeah, Rorsa, I mean, you know, it depends. If there's only a couple of hundred people, you've got a fighting chance you might know somebody. If there's several thousand...
You're from London, aren't you?
He's close enough to sniff his backside, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't me. I didn't make that aspersion. Not really, no. You might think that if you weren't a Varga, maybe. But they all look the same to you.
Exactly. You're very close to moving into statements like that if you're not careful.
I'm not specist, but...
Well, no, I'm definitely not specist. I'm far...
don't you?
I'm specious.
Well, I like basically being not amongst humans, so I'm quite relaxed with that.
Because you're barely one yourself.
A question of timing.
Harsh.
How does...
It's not necessarily untrue.
How does the visit of Misery's Company overlap with the visit of the Raiders?
It was there the whole time. So it landed a few hours before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Argos landed, refueled, took a few hours. They raided the upport, the refinery, flew off. Misery's company left probably a day later.
Okay.
What did Misery's company do, and how many were on the ship?
They registered 5 people, but Kirsch was the captain. He went trading, as far as they can tell. So they unloaded some stuff from their ship, sold it, and then flew off, then got involved in some sort of fracas with another ship. And then jumped out.
Yeah, do we have a way of identifying what kind of stuff?
Oh, sure, I can look that up for you.
Electronic parts?
That's right. Yeah, it's computer scrap material. Trader Holmer, he specializes in deals with the Florian League. Yeah, that's right. How did you know that?
Just a lucky guess, Beady Beady.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to take offense.
Is this the first time that already other sort of traded here? Thing?
Is that the first time what? Sorry, Mr.
Is that the first time this Misery's company or Captain Kirsch's traders here? Or are they a frequent visitor?
Let me have a look. No, never been here before. New to the area, but, you know, there's a lot of wandering traders in these parts.
A lot of itinerant protectrons around here.
I can say itinerant, I just forget how to say it.
Okay. So that to me suggests that talking to the trader here might be useful, but probably isn't. Or isn't.
Well, it'd be useful to know.
Nothing else.
If the stuff he was trading, if he still got the stuff, we can turn around and go, that's from Clark.
This was all a couple of weeks ago. So it's possible things don't move super quickly.
Yeah. I mean, unless he's got, you know.
Yeah. He might have some insight into this Kirsch if they dealt in person.
Has he ever worked with him before?
Or did he pick up any hints?
He can give you his address. He's got a trading depot down on the docks.
That would be most appreciated.
Not one of the pleasure ports.
You're welcome to
visit. We can pay you in vouchers if you like.
Oh, every dock is a pleasure port, really.
You should see the lampposts on the pleasure ports. I'm sorry.
The room temperature drops.
I prefer the hovering glow globes myself.
And we should talk to this Donald Vlaur as well. Donald Vlaur.
Yes, she, the Sarkamon, currently docked at the downport, undergoing repairs.
That's probably a priority because that's a ship, whereas this other person is trader, we think.
Yeah.
Could we not do both reasonably quickly?
Yes, but the ship is going to move suddenly, whereas the trader from me isn't.
Well, it depends, because if the trader is basically about to sell all the stuff and that I want to have a look at,
I think they already have, but, well, yeah, all right. Yeah,
they may have. Okay. I
take your point.
Yeah.
Okay, one last drink, gentlemen. I look forward to seeing you on your return and your no doubt resounding success. Well done. I should point out Vlaur, from Asim. I might not go in announcing Drinax quite so loudly if I were you.
Oh, they're happy to be part of our wonderful, wonderful resurgent empire.
I see. Okay.
Got paperwork for that and everything.
Okay, well, I'm sure you know best, Captain. Chin chin, everyone. Good luck. Cool. As you leave the office, you just get a brief glimpse of him.
Thank you.
May whack him across the side of the head.
Okay. Well.
What do we get a glimpse of?
Well, looking disturbed as you walk out the door, hitting your friend. For a minute, you just get a brief glimpse of this brightly attired man in a grey room, looking a bit sad and slightly deflating as you leave the room.
Is it because nobody ever says, "Great, we'd love to go to the pleasure centres. Come with us. The trip's on us."
And then the door shuts to the sound of a slowly deflating "thank you." And you are at liberty on Torpol Downport.
Is this the sort of place where one can send either an urchin or the equivalent of equivalent of an urchin?
A digi-urchin. A space urchin, you might say.
A space urchin.
Urchins. Are they replacing everything with AI?
Absolutely. With a message to say,
Urchin, your new companion. What can I do for you today?
I rent myself into space.
That actually was rather good for an Eddie.
You're right.
We use only Sunderlandy AG urchins.
I was wrong to tell you the pirates are still here. They aren't. I'm sorry about that. How can I help you again?
Basically for, you know, essentially sending a visiting card saying we would like to come and talk to you. Tell me electronic scrap. Well, the captain and also this merchant. Like,
okay.
In terms of etiquette.
In
character, yeah. That's not the kind of thing I know about. Etiquette is when you go and visit another tribe and you don't attack them.
It's not really the sort of place where you go and give people business. You just walk in generally.
You don't buzz ahead is what I'm...
Seeing another tribe and not attacking them, that's pretty much the basis of etiquette everywhere. So you've got fairly universal knowledge.
Yeah.
While you're doing this, you can sell your freight that's loaded up. You're not selling it, you're delivering it, which is being unloaded as we speak. So that will earn you, you've got 22 tons of it.
You said 1600, right? No, it was 1000 for a single parsec, wasn't it?
Yes. So that's, but we need to divide that by 5, don't we? Because of traveller. Times 22. You get 4,400 for your. I told you it was low profit, but you make a bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Pays for the fuel.
No, it doesn't. It pays for the docking fees, which I've already deducted. Mm-hmm. The fuel, you're much better getting yourself if you can. It's pretty pricey in general.
Mm-hmm. So, I would say this captain. And then the merchant, it's probably going to be a maximum of about an hour's difference.
I think it's fine. But.
Okay, you get to the repair dock, the dry dock. Is it a dry dock? I mean, all space is pretty dry. What do you call it? Just a space dock, I suppose.
Typically a space dock is in space.
It would be a dry dock if it was had atmosphere.
Which it does.
Which it does, yeah. Okay, yeah, so it's a dry dock.
Seems like you're asking for trouble there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you can just plunk the ship in the sea and float it, but then it's a bit tricky when you want to, you know, open up the landing gear hatches and stuff.
Oh, of course, we're down on the ground, aren't we? I keep forgetting.
The ground?
Yes. I hate to
a sewer worker in this place, because you're just thinking, I'm going to open the hatch and the whole place is going to flood and sink, isn't it?
What happened to the original planet.
We're bloody planet side.
Little oversight on the plans.
The Sarkamon has got clear signs of laser fire. You couldn't say whether it was pulse laser or not, but it was definitely laser fire. When you buzz the ship.
Mm-hmm. Before that, sorry.
Yes.
Rurusane. It's occurring to me, in terms of the diplomatic side of things, I think the Phoenix is a good image. Just I looked it up after the first time I used it. It seems like strong symbology. But I wonder if perhaps we might want to downplay the Empire part. Because that seems to imply an assumption of Drinax as the centre of authority again, and for places that have resentment towards it, that I wonder if they may be more hostile to that. Whereas the overall concept of a renewal.
Something about the Democratic Republic of Drinax that sounds even more threatening.
Obviously, leaving out the Empire part.
We, it's like Dr. Congo, isn't it? Which I've never read without thinking it's called Dr. Congo.
Well, once we overthrow the king, string him from the highest tower by his guts, rule with his daughter at my side, I don't see a problem here.
I mean, that would have to be quite a high tower, as the king has rather a lot of guts, if you would.
Pulleys, old chap.
But just thinking about this, especially since we're dealing with someone from Asim.
We can play it down a bit. We can play it down a bit.
Drinax. Obviously, we're probably going to have to mention Drinax. The Phoenix, I think, is a good. It's a strong thing. But they might be a little bit more.
Well, we have after all pledged not to repeat the mistakes of the previous empire, which repeated the mistakes of the previous empire.
Which repeated this?
The main mistake we're trying to not repeat is, of course, collapsing as a major power. So we're everything apart from
school bearer pissing off the Aslan to the point where they went, oh. Do you exist? No, you don't anymore.
Oh, well, we'll obviously have to take out the higher eight. That's about the stage three of the plan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, stage four in mind, but we can quibble on the details later.
You're thinking about after the Imperium then?
Ah, yes. But we can work out the details. So, who is going to make this approach? We look pointedly at Rosane. what do we know about this captain?
I think if ever my vulgarness is going to count against me, it's going to be in this, because they dealt with somebody who they had just been attacked by a ship captained by a Vargr.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody else would like to take
the lead... That's your advantage, though.
Did they know that...
I mean, I don't look like the same sort of Vargr, but,
You
don't know what happened, Mark, so you don't know what they know. You just know there was a Vargr.
If they happen to know that it's a Vargr, then why not position yourself as someone who... Because they probably won't know much about Vargr society.
My evil twin...
No, because that's a personal connection. You want to keep this business.
So you want to turn it to your advantage by saying, I'm a Vargr that just attacked you from the Empire that conquered your world. Can I buy you a drink?
I think they were attacked by a Vargr, not him. I hope, unless...
Not Rosane.
You put yourself in the position of, hello, you've been attacked by a Vargr, and, we, the Vargr, do not allow this sort of thing to stand, which I understand is a complete lie, as really it's practically encouraged. So we get
been attacked by a Vargr, statements
that's true. You're officially here to sort things out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, might work.
Well, what the hell is going to try?
With your bonus.
Okay. You buzz into the ship.
I'm usually very good when I don't know what I'm doing. I mentioned I'm struggling with the plot here.
Anything's better.
But I'll occasionally throw in plans that put someone else in the firing line.
Anything's better than Jaffa talking, that's all I can say.
Okay, you buzz into the ship and talk to the engineer who's on board.
Captain Vlor to speak with Captain Vlor at the convenience.
Vlor, oh. He's down the nebula's edge. We'll catch him up there.
He directs you to a space bar with holographic drink menus.
A space bar.
Can I roll to assess what kind of space, but what adjective of space bar this is?
How seedy sure. is it on the scale from Fern to Brazil nut?
I succeed at carouse.
Dangerous might be the adjective you would use.
Dangerous space bar. Okay.
Yes, okay.
Looks a little dangerous, fellow.
Then comes Dudley, then comes Elite.
Then comes fun.
Mostly arms. It's dingy lit with neon. It's all very Blade Runner. There's a sort of a planet with rings, with the rings periodically flashing. There's stars that light up in the roof as you enter the bar. Good time to roll some energy. Enemy checks.
All our enemies are here waiting for
at one table talking together. You're all right. Okay.
Oh, you know those bastards as well.
You are directed by the pubman, as Shauna delightfully calls them. The pubman.
The pubman. Oh, I love it.
That's brilliant.
to a corner of the bar in a booth where a kind of middle-aged, stocky, as they tend to be from Asim, captain. Well, you can't tell that from here, but he has the vibe. Sits nursing a space beer, in that it's a normal beer, but it's green. Enough from you lot.
It'll do that if you store it wrong.
Watch your. This is a picture of the gentleman. Out of focus, but it's that kind of bar.
The beer is left over from a St. Patrick's Day celebration in America when there were still any of those things.
Yeah. What celebrations, dear me?
Mm-hmm.
Captain Law?
He looks up from the drink, narrows his eyes. What do you want, doggy?
Captain Lavanak, I want to buy you a drink, sir.
That is an excellent opening gambit. Let's have some kind of reaction roll. I presume you're replacing it with one of your social skills.
I think probably diplomacy, unless you think it's streetwise.
Would be corrals?
Corrals might be better.
Yeah, I'll do
in
that.
This sort of situation. Your Varga's going to work against you, I'm afraid, here.
Yeah, my carouse is not that great, so can I do diplomacy instead?
As you're offering to buy him a drink, well, okay, all right, yeah, fair enough. I think so.
It's an offer, I suppose. I would be arguing for carouse because that's my best.
it's GM's call.
I think it's up to you how you approach the conversation. So yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay, I'll spin it in a more diplomatic way. So that's a 14, and that will be passed by 3, as opposed to fail by 1, which is what it would have been on carouse.
Well, there we go. That's including your Varga penalty, is it?
It is.
Okay. Sure. I'll have a Jovian sunset.
Two of those.
He looks at your comrades.
What are you guys having?
Beady, do you do tap
I just
water?
Go and the bar.
Okay, paradigm question. Sorry. What's the typical sort of tipple that we would have on the wastelands of Dranax?
Kind of
you
fermented vegetable juice.
Lady, and what do people drink around here?
So, because I feel like Ozan is the sort of person who isn't really comfortable
to
with
be
these
fair,
fancy newfangled drinks.
Yeah, it's hard true. To grow kind of grains now on Drinex.
What ferments well?
So basically, if it doesn't have an umbrella and fruit in it, it's not your culture.
Basically, hard liquor that's pretty rough.
Yeah, I'm getting vodka sort of vibes.
It would
honestly.
Be that sort of, you probably
Scrumble.
Would give it. Yeah, that sort of thing, which you can get here.
Yeah.
But it is the sort of thing that he would have as well. Asim's in a similar situation, but they're more of an agricultural world, which is why he's going for a beer more than anything.
I will ask for a pint of vodka.
the space rocker.
Yeah.
They look at you blankly until you say space rocker.
Oh.
I'll get some tap water if that's all right.
You immediately get beaten up and spring.
Ah, when Coyote Ugly.
So are you all, so Sam's gone over to the bar. Are the rest of you sitting down with Rusain, or are you leaving him to chat up?
I look at Rusain to see whether he wants us to sit down.
I assume we're not going to be crowding out the table or anything.
I'm really good at drinking.
Well, that's
with people,
why I'm over at the bar.
I'll go and help.
I want this to seem that we are.
I will go and help.
A really obvious tactic.
Yeah, so you haven't really approached
in
the first
place. I can drink alone, it's what I do, apparently.
Also, we can potentially harness other information if you're...
As Azan sits down, he looked you up and down.
The specs are, are you?
That's right.
Rough down there, isn't it?
Bloody rough as hell. Those things, you... Sound like an awesome man?
That's right.
That's right.
Well, I haven't been there since the fucking Drinax took over. Left 20 years ago.
Understandable.
Fuck the king. Fuck him and all of his vassals.
Cheers!
He raises a glass to that.
Oh.
Now, I'm assuming you didn't come here by accident. Plonks the drink down, slops over the table. He doesn't even care. He doesn't like or ask for
it. Well, he hasn't paid for it.
Well, exactly.
He hasn't paid for it. But the slight bubbling effect on the table is
The varnish slightly peels off.
I've been to scrumpy bars.
We heard you'd had a bit spot of unpleasantness.
Who are you? What's your name?
Oh, Ozan Chal.
Rusain Lovwana.
He grasps both hands. It's very... manly grip. Ooh, a lot of grinding going on.
Yep.
Not like a gay bar kind of grinding style. Just kind of...
Oh, what a shame.
When you say grinding, yeah, that's not necessarily what we thought with a handshake.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I mean, that would be a very different system.
Look, it's a space universe with a lot of different customs.
Now, it seems to have latched more onto Ozan. Let's have a carouse check for Ozan as you're trying to chum him up with, you know, buttery space goodness.
That is a success by 3.
Okay. So you make relative small talk, but he's warming to you. You know, he loosens his bow tie.
Trousers.
What trousers?
He loosens up. Yeah, it's not that sort of fun. Did I not mention? He is loosening up a little bit, warming, and gradually he starts talking to Rusain. I mean, you didn't have a bad reaction, Rusain. He was quite
happy with you.
I'm
quite happy to let Ozan take the lead.
So you have a few chats. It's clear you do some spacer talk about, space grommets. Funny, you know, remember that time when
spacer
we...
Spacer talk, okay.
Yeah.
So you're getting repaired, you know, has the...
Yeah. You know what happened? Why'd you track me down? What's your interest?
Well, someone said you had a bit of a...
He's kind of ignoring you, Jaffa, because you're not drinking.
No, Jaffa's over at the bar. Over at the bar with Sam, because... and he's about to ask Sam, quite loudly, that can he stick a screwdriver in my throat and basically twiddle this knob until it actually makes a sound that he likes?
lean over the bar to the bartender and point a thumb back and say, is this guy a regular here?
That reminds me of one of my, it's not really a big joke in Airplane, but sorry about the cat's tail. When he leans back, he says, and the voiceover says, I had to lean back to the bartender and ask him to pinch me to see if I was dreaming. And just the expression on the guy as he walks, I just love it.
I like that whole sequence.
Apparently that's
even
this.
With the stab pad. So
but it worked.
Carry on.
Okay, so a few drinks down, it becomes clear you're all spacers, you used to, you know, captainy things. And after a while, does the word Drinax get mentioned at all?
I mean, in a sense, obviously, I'm from Drinax. You know, it's going to come up a little bit.
Are you defending the king at all? What's the plan with you? When he's
not
like,
fuck no, you're
up the king's arse. And all that sort of stuff. Not well, in a positive sense.
Rating, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
I feel a sense of gratitude towards
the
king,
into
the
king's anal orifice. That's worse,
yeah,
if anything.
But not in terms of you know, his honour per se. I don't think that's the.
To be fair, I don't think the king would give a flying dodo about his honour.
he would be quite happy to drink to the king's arse. All right. After a while, there's a bit of you know. He wants an arm wrestle with one of you. All right, let's do it. Oh, my God.
Don't rip his arm off.
Ozan,
psychically. Don't rip his arm off.
All right, well, let's do a post-strength check.
Hang on, how strong does he look?
He's stocky. He's not in the best of health. Yeah. But, he's, you know, there's muscle underneath his slight chubbiness.
So I think I would subconsciously activate my... Because I've only got strength 10 normally.
Wow, okay. He's got strength 11.
Strength 10 is average, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
It's not bad at all.
So, but if he looks quite strong, I think, you know, the Ozan kind of subconsciously is the kind of, you know, strengthen up a bit. Strength check, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Go on, let's see what you got.
Yeah,
Drinax Pansy.
11 under...
Fucking hell! What? Well, they got it's higher gravity, isn't it? Drinax, they breed you stronger and slaps you hard on the back. A bit too hard.
Yeah, some bloody heavy things to shift around at all.
Oh, he's a good lad. Yeah, do you want to join in, doggy? Hey,
come on, Captain, give it a go.
Come on, Cap. Hey, pokey doggy.
Yeah, right then.
All right, here we go. Yeah, wee fella strong, isn't he? I can see why he's on your crew.
Let's see what you're made of. Yeah, made strength dead on.
So he slowly, you know, uses his abductor pollicis longus to...
This is good, because you don't want to just humiliate the guy.
No.
He's impressed to get beaten, and he's happy to win. Okay, and over the course of several hours... The tale of the Sarkamon comes out from Captain Daniel Vlore. So,
one thing I'd like to work in, if he does get curious about why do we want to know this, is well, there is this bounty on a particular lot of raiders, and we think that ship is one of them.
That goes down well. So yeah, that certainly helps out. So he's less suspicious of what you're interested in. Okay, bit of bounty hunting on the side.
Well, you know, if you see an opportunity for a bit of profit. You know.
Okay. So they were approaching Torpol around about the 100 diameter limit. A scout ship approached them, the Miseries Company, and it had that approach. You know, it's like you can tell when it's trouble, isn't it? No need to be that close. She got within range. She flipped over and matched velocity with the Sarkamon. At which point, the captain knew they were in trouble. By which he means the scout ship. Because the Sarkamon has a few surprises. So when the Miseries Company demanded that the Far Trader hand over their cargo, they immediately opened fire with their pop-up twin lasers that had been concealed at this point. Two pop-up turrets, you see. Bad news for pirates. I burn the pirates. Here! And he pokes Ozan in the chest. An ear, and he pokes him a bit lower down. It's not getting creepy. He's just
nice work.
And she gets scared. Oh boy, did she get scared! I heard her over the radio, calling a jump. Captain, sound like one of you fellas. And he's pointing at Rasane. Something about borite. Get out of here, the borite. And then they went. Well. I didn't report anything, you know, we deal with our own things, you know, everything in our own family. That makes it sound way creepier.
Not everything.
I don't mean like, not like, you know.
Marriage.
Sex. Oh, sorry, marriage, yeah, no. Anyway, what?
It's all right, I'm still pretending I'm not with
any. Are you just suddenly coming out with comments? Not like marriage.
Does this sound okay now? Or does it sound too high or too low?
All the glass in the bar shatters.
Check, please.
Anyway, that's he finishes the tale. They gave him something to think about. They won't be troubling anyone again. Anyway.
Sounds like you deserve another drink there.
We delivered the bomb. The Hiroshima bomb.
Get him another drink, you know. Congratulate him on his... fine work.
You have a happy evening with Captain Vlor. Mm. Sam has a less happy evening, continually being requested to poke a tool into Jaffa's neck while he's trying to have a quiet drink on his own. But that is the
and
most...
this is why I drink.
That is the most you get out of Captain Daniel Vlor.
Well, that's interesting.
Cool, very interesting, actually.
So, a Varga captain, they attacked, picked the wrong ship. It was a sloppy attack. When you think of it from a professional point of view, it was a pretty sloppy attack. They could have handled it a lot better.
That does seem to be a theme here, doesn't it?
Lack of forethought. Well, it's all planning, clearly. But
the scout ship wasn't involved in the attack on Torpol, and that attack seems to have been a little bit more professional.
Yeah, well, this seems like a... just a pure opportunism.
Absolutely, you know? They were coming out. They were like, let's get this guy.
Yeah. Rash. Maybe that tells us something useful about this captain.
It wouldn't be the first level rash if it did. Sorry, I've got a cat molesting me. And that, the evening passes. Your freight unloads. And that is the... end of that line of inquiry, not to put too fine a point on it.
Next day, then, we go and see the trader person.
Oh, yes, Palmer. He's had long dealings with the Florian League. The first time this guy met him, but met Kirsch, scrawny little bastard. Oh, he's not from Azen, is he? I don't know what a Torpal accent's like. Scrawny little bastard.
that's the same, but the
they've got a very different atmosphere, you know?
Yeah. They're living a methane atmosphere. Think very highly of people.
They've just discovered an exoplanet that's got a helium atmosphere, hasn't it?
Oh, my God.
True, the first one they've detected the atmosphere on and identified it. And it's helium, and everybody says, you know, there might be alien life on there, but all we know so far is they ain't off going to sound funny.
Imagine. It's one small step for man.
No, that sounds like Michael Jackson. Please don't do that.
Sorry. He confirms that he was sold many tons of computer tech, high quality computer tech, and it did indeed, Jaffa will quickly confirm, come from Clark.
Cool. Right, so we're pretty certain then that that Misery's company or Freezer Crowd or whatever.
It would be a heck of a coincidence. It jumped in roughly exactly the same time a week after they jumped out of Clark. It was loaded up with machine parts from Clark, sold it, and then attempted to hack fistedly. As we say, attempt to
ham-fisted, maybe.
No, this is space. Hack-fistedly,
space could be a space ham or even a space pig.
Space ham
spam
spam-fistedly. It could be
spider.
Don't want to hear about spam-fisted. Thank you very much.
and then fled apparently to the Borite system.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like we know where we're going.
We do seem to actually be getting some clues now.
How many days behind are we at this point?
About 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What is Borite like? I know it's a mining place, but...
incredibly dull.
That's not far off. What you know is that they're raided by Augmunds. It is because they Augmunds target technical people, scientists, because they're higher value. it has somehow evolved then that it is now illegal to read or write, to learn to read or write on Borite. Except absolutely for a select few.
Solves the problem straight away, doesn't it? With no possible repercussions for society.
But again, they still mine as best they can. How they do that without technique? They do have technicians and engineers, but it's a very small select group.
Well, I have seen the diagrams on the side of a light anti-tank rocket, which are designed to enable you to ready and fire it even if you speak no English. So, you know.
So it's like one of those defibrillators, nice. You know, they're very idiot-proof.
No, move it. No, you've still got it in the wrong place. No, move it. Okay, that's all right. Okay, you can press the button now. Just make sure nobody's touching any, touching the patient.
I'm imagining a lot of people, you know, memorising rhymes for things and songs which instruct you in how to...
Hi ho, you know, hi ho.
Take the screwdriver from my pocket, put it in the round socket.
Exactly.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, I like it.
Red and getting wetter could be better.
Okay.
Bend over, smile and pucker. Anyway, I'm just going to get another drink. At that bomb
please, please. I will grab some water as well while he's doing that.
Well, I've kept on going. All I've got to do now is keep on going. The last push, the last tiny bit. I've done far better than I was expecting, must admit. See you back in this evening then, Roger.
Yeah.
What a delight. Are you confident that this is going to be wrapped up before you're off?
No.
Okay.
But I'm hoping... right now it's in a state where I can leave it and the people can do the things.
Okay.
I'm hoping to get it to a slightly better state.
More installed, for example.
Not rebooting randomly every hour or so.
Yeah, there is that.
I could see that would get people down after a bit.
So what was it? Dodgy memory?
That's what it's looking like, though I've got to say, simply from my experience of this sort of thing, it's at least 50-50 as the main board.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
So what, the memory is hard to source, the board is expensive? Or?
Well, if I'm getting a new main board, I might as well just get a new machine, frankly.
Yeah.
And I suspect that's what I'm going to do. The question is, can I stretch this current one out for a bit longer?
Like before you go away.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I can't get it in a better state tonight, I'll leave it in the state it's in now. That's what I've got left. But I wouldn't get a new machine in time anyway.
No. But we have really stupid... with our some of our physical stuff, we've got like 3-4 hour agreements with some of our guys, and it's like, how much are we paying for that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where basically it's sort of like, you know, it's couriered from, yeah, so. But obviously it would be a bad thing if some of our systems went down.
Well, I have met a UPS appeasement engineer who was clearly the guy they sent out so that they could make their half hour, whatever it was, call out.
Oh God, yeah.
Who had, he'd seen a UPS before, he'd not seen a UPS as big as the one we had. Anyway. Mm. He was a bit disconcerted to find half the board of the company waiting there for him. Because this was Demon and they all live fairly local still.
Oh dearie, dearie me.
Yeah.
And they're all technical.
Yep.
Anything else? You wake up the next day.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's always a bonus, I feel.
With a bit of a hangover, except for Jaffa.
Oh, hang on. I think I'm probably fine. I've got alcohol tolerance.
Ozan doesn't, well, no, this is nothing like what you're used to drinking. It didn't fully peel the varnish off the table for a start.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A bit, and that was it. You know.
Anything else you wish to do at Torpol Downport? Any leads you wish to follow? Anything else you want to investigate?
I'm not sure there's
anything you want to do.
I don't think there's anything on our list. I think we might conceivably just get going for. All right.
I think the only thing I want to check is can we get specific details of the chemicals that were stolen?
It was a refinery.
Yeah, I don't need it from you, but in character, can we?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes. They can.
So you're thinking more that they might be stealing stuff, some stuff to order for a plan, or
mostly more like what we just did. So if we go somewhere and we go, someone sold some chemicals, we can go.
Right, so you can trace it.
Yeah, it was probably this, or it definitely wasn't this.
It was quite highly refined, quite high energy. Not quite fuel, but chemicals that would be used in certain industrial processes.
Mm-hmm.
Not that useful on its own, but certainly quite valuable in certain circumstances.
Can we do a water scoop?
On Torpol, you can, well, you can get permission for it from the provost.
Yeah,
are allocated
section
of the ocean before you scoop up some surprise fisherman. Mm-hmm.
That's what the screens are for. And let's face it, they will basically cover the hydrogen oxygen anyway, so.
Yeah. I know it's not real, but I did love the thing where basically the scuba diver who was impaled on a burnt tree. So,
I think Snopes disproved that one.
Yeah, no, it's definitely amongst not true.
As if they weren't alone.
Yeah.
Yes, you fail to. Yes, you're given clearance. Takes a few hours, but yes, you can refuel there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, you also got the jet-powered Jeep, isn't true. But the guy sitting in his armchair...
I was just about to say, that one is true.
That one is actually true.
Yeah.
And to be fair, it was some absolutely brilliant shooting, because they were literally balloon.
Sat on a load of helium balloons with it. I thought it was a rifle, but it was...
Two-tuned rifle sort of thing.
Yeah, but either way, he was too scared, because obviously it went a lot quicker than he expected, and actually I think he passed out at the point
There may have been an oxygen issue.
Yeah.
I particularly remember the bit about the from the FAA saying, well, we don't really have a procedure for this. If he had a pilot's license, we'd take it away, but he doesn't. So...
I think another one in the Darwin Awards is the chap who sat on a slatted deck chair, oiled up, and so his testicles slithered down between his legs. And he got up very quickly, and is in the Darwin Awards not for the dying thing, but for the no longer able to breathe.
Yeah.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. That's a terrible accident.
I like the ones where the two fins had been drinking and they decided
The chainsaw thing.
The chainsaw. But that unfortunately was true.
Yeah, I think that was true, wasn't it?
No, that one was true.
Chainsawed his own head off to show how tough he was.
Yeah, one guy chainsawed his leg off and lived. The other guy said that's nothing and then basically proceeded to chainsaw his own head off.
And not a mention of the head of Vecna.
Okay, you win. That was a finish, actually. That was a finished move as well. Anyway, so I guess you have refueled, and then
so that's
you are...
what finishing means in Mortal Kombat, is it? It means chainsaw his head off.
Yes,
finish him. I've spoken to a lot of Norwegians. I can do
and
a joke in Norwegian.
Both in a Finnish accent.
That's like saying, I can speak Cockney, I've been to Dublin.
So much went on holiday to Brisbane. Of course I can do a Cockney accent. There are lots of Cockneys deported there many years
ago.
They've
got incredible accents in Dublin, though. I mean, there's about seven or eight
I'm not going to do that.
Real distinct Dublin accents. It's very interesting.
So, almost as if they're doubling up on them.
Oh.
Cool.
Nice.
Thank you.
Okay, a few hours later, you mm-hmm. enter the other space.
So is that... Can you give me a total time on world for that?
That would have been 2 days on world.
Okay.
So you're now...
friendly lavatory physics.
And given the week, we'll just call a jump a week. I know it varies a little bit. But the review, we were going to be day 77 when you arrive at Borite.
It was day 71, specifically at the end of the last session.
Apologies. Day 77 plus 2, which would be day 79.
Yeah.
Ozan, you find yourself a bit twitchy as the jump engines heat up and the lights. Are you doing the traditional dimming lights thing, or are you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. As the lights dim slightly, and the bubble opens up, and you find yourself in the emptiness. Ozan, you're increasingly. It's not quite your danger sense when you're in jump space, but there's. Yeah. It's similar. It's kind of a danger tickle. If you like.
I think I tend to calm myself down.
You can. You go into your meditative state. That you learned in the institute.
Bastards. I reassure you that the engines are as tuned as they can
be. I don't know if Fezan's revealing this to the others that he's getting.
I think, I don't mind them, I'm clearly nervous about
he's,
something.
He's from Drinax. He's a probably
normal. I mean, jump dimming traditionally was because the early ships didn't really have the power to fight, put non-essential systems and the jump drive at the same time. But honestly, some of the ships I've been on, it's just a bit safer. Yeah.
Well, that's reassured you.
Oh. And my hitting the drive with a space hammer.
You fucker. Biddy biddy, not again, you fucker.
Yeah. I do have social stigma. So,
it's probably
from
just...
sticks is entirely appropriate. I try to calm myself. I'm like, no, this is. There's nothing to. I don't think there's anything to worry about.
Can't help feeling there is. Something.
We get some uppers or something.
Oh, you could do absolutely. No, sure. not on Torpol, but you could. Have
no,
done.
No, I'm sure. Didn't we actually get? No, actually, no. We left the ship who had them originally.
They weren't. They were medical supplies like insulin and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
you're welcome to jam up on insulin if you like. But,
I'll probably at some point, I'll get up, I'll go and just poke around the ship and try to look out, is there something here that is...
Yeah, just, so you spend...
Because I know sometimes I get this subconscious kind of...
You do, and so it's...
Definitely
just,
non-psychic thing.
Maybe it's just anxiety.
Yeah, maybe
that gave a shit about kind of therapy and that sort of thing, maybe you would consider it some form of anxiety, but you're not. But you just feel unsafe the whole time you're in jump space.
Jaffa will take you around all of the ship's systems that we can access from when we're in jump space, and we'll talk to you about them in detail. Going through most of the specs, basically going through, and turning around and going, well, actually, there are two versions of the manual for this particular.
Now this is particularly interesting.
Can you see the funneling on the edging of the flange shaft? This is a Type B3.
I have got machinists, so some of this is
okay. Yeah, you get it.
Are you saying all of these machine spirits are happy?
Jaffa starts crying.
Mostly, this one is
biddy biddy.
Yeah, biddy biddy. This one is probably not as happy as they will be when I actually. Replace all the parts, but to be fair, the ship sinks.
So you see, it's like slavery.
It's starting to get a bit deserving as I start to say things like, "Now this one, I put her up against the wall. She likes it up against the wall." That sort of
no. Basically, but the ship.
I've amused myself.
But the ship sings and is mostly in harmony.
Oh. There is something very disharmonious, Azan.
Something is, but I can't pin it down. I can't pin it down.
Anything else anyone is doing for the week you're in other space? Surrounded by a bubble of hydrogen and nothing else.
Moving up
the void.
I'm researching. Emptiness. I'm researching voice boxes.
Mm. There's an offer on the Kenneth Williams.
Ooh, there's always an offer on the Kenneth Williams.
And they will do you 2-for-1 on a Tommy Cooper.
Just like that.
Oh, that would be a great. Get it?
Sure. Not like that. Just like that.
Then, of course, there's the form bit. Turned out nice again, hasn't it?
Yeah. Hey, I think.
Give me everything you've got, Jaffa. We need to get out of it. Oh, no! Oh, I can't do that. Anyway, sorry. That was the Frankie Howard for anyone.
It was.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Yes, it was. Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought you were doing carry on. Okay.
Cool. So I think probably for me, reading up on Borite, you know, anything that might be relevant.
I'll probably, you know, effectively flying it, which in this stage is just making sure nothing starts flashing.
Yes, just sitting with your feet up in the cockpit.
Maybe going through some of the archaeology bits and pieces that...
Well, what you find, Azan, is that borite was named for the high concentration of boron-heavy compounds on its surface. And that is the most interesting thing about borite.
Wow. Ooh, it could have been named that for another reason, couldn't it? Wow, that's really dull.
It is ruled by the Borite Continuity Authority, which is what has left and has slowly evolved from the old Drinaxian Authority. They control all trade and travel off-world, but no one ever comes here, so that's fine. It's got a classy starport.
That sounds like a cushy job.
Has it got a... I was going to ask, actually. Has it got a...
Well, it's got a classy starport,
Has it got a gas giant?
It does have a gas giant, yes. Borite.
And indeed surface water, though. Not a whole lot of it.
It's brown. Whether your engine's bothered by that or not, I don't know.
No, well, we do have fuel processors, so...
Borite is often raided by Ogman clans who target scientists and scholars. Writing is therefore forbidden on Borite, except for the few heavily guarded members of the Borite Continuity Authority.
Class E starport is basically, we've marked out with white paint where the starport is.
Here are some traffic cones. Try and land in them.
Please don't land on my house again.
Okay, a week later you emerge into the Borite system. From orbit, the planet looks like a kind of a yellow-brown stain.
Wow. I like it already.
I think Rolls might be doing scans, because I would have thought we want to make sure that though any of those three ships are definitely not in orbit still.
Rossane, you're up. Let's have a electronic sensors rolls.
Yeah, let's have a nice system inventory. Are there any planets that weren't there last week? By five,
that's pretty good. Okay. There is a biddly bee on your scanner, but once you've cleared that off, you notice.
Got a cold.
That there is a distress signal in this system. It's very faint. And it's very weak. And it is not coming from the stained mess of the planet. It is coming from near the gas giant.
Oh, okay. I'm guessing from the tech level in the starport, they don't really have system traffic control here, do they?
Not really. No. They don't have that kind of...
So we don't need to announce that we're responding or anything. Let's just do it.
They probably don't even know you're here. They might do, but...
Yeah.
Change your course.
Should we...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, should we be thinking about...
Yes, that is probably...
If Roger has got to
Yes, that is a good place to leave it. You are multifast and head towards the gas giant and your destiny. Well, the next...
Our destiny.
Yeah, well, I mean, okay. It is, technically, because it's written down here. So, yeah, it is.
Well, cool.
In me book. That's really the very definition of destiny. Oh, sorry, I spoiled it now. You know, or maybe it isn't.
Right.
It's, yeah.
I'm usually experience
this, by the way, Nick.
Yeah.
How many experience?
Ooh,
we did a lot.
Insults targeted at me.
We did a lot.
Yeah, two.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, I think we almost got three, I would have said.
If you didn't have that disturbing voice, you might have charged me into.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I'm trying to get as many points as I can. So that takes us to 168.
Yeah, you're doing all right. All right. Well, good luck. Bon chance. Bon nuit.
Aloha.
Yeah, safe driving to and from.
It is quite convenient in this regard, as I come out of the house, turn, you know, right, left onto the motorway, go for 27 miles and then turn right and park. So,
okay, yeah. Well, that's something. I hope it goes smoothly.
Don't forget
A, the bit of kit, and B, your toolkit.
Yeah, it's already in my bag, but thank you. But see you next time.
Luck. Safe trip.
See ya.
Bye.
Cheers.